Well, good afternoon, everybody. I am Lauren R. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Lauren.
Thank you. I just love hearing that. That's great. We don't get that on Zoom. All right. So, a little bit about me as a compulsive overeater. I'm a binge eater. I once weighed 110 pounds more than I do now. My top known weight is 235, and I've been maintaining the weight I'm at now for 7 years. And I was born a compulsive overeater, and like so many of us have shared, and I was always eating. And if I wasn't eating, I was finding other things that weren't healthy for me either. Anything that could stuff my feelings down, right? Anything that could help me deal with emotions, because I had no idea how to do that. Not a clue. Not one clue. So anyway, the topic today of this panel is to don't step once but always. And I got a call and was asked to, you know, be on a panel this weekend. And I said, yeah, sure. What do you want me to talk about? And they said, well, you know, don't step once but always, you know, kind of talking about how you live the 12 steps in your daily life. And I was like, oh, I'm not very good at that, though. I didn't say that, but I thought it. I was like, okay. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, do I live the 12 steps in my daily life? You know, like, am I, like, I don't even have them memorized. Like, am I doing this? And here's the thing, guys. I cannot figure out most things for myself. You know, like big things, right? I cannot figure out food for myself. I could not figure out money for myself. I could not figure out housekeeping and decluttering and not living in an unsanitary and cluttered place for myself. And I'm a teacher, and I couldn't figure that out for myself either. However, today I couldn't figure out food for myself, but I'm maintaining a 100-pound weight loss. And I couldn't figure out money for myself, but I'm doing okay financially. And I couldn't figure out decluttering and housekeeping for myself, but my house is not great, but not gross, not gross. And I couldn't figure out teaching for myself, but I've been told that I'm a good teacher. So, what do? I find people who struggle in the same way that I do, and then they tell me what to do, and then I go, oh okay, yeah, I'll do that, you know. So, and that started with OA, right? Because before OA, I was sure that I knew everything. I knew how to figure things out. I knew how to live my life, even though all of the evidence was like the exact opposite, right? I know how to eat. Do you though? Right? Like, did I know? You know, I'm like, I know how to deal with money. I just don't, but I know how to do it, right? Like, so, and when I looked for all these solutions to all these problems, I couldn't find the solutions in people who weren't like me, right? So like people who were born as normal eaters, they didn't have the solutions for my food problem, right? People who just had this innate ability to always know what number was in their bank account, they couldn't help me. There's people like that. And I couldn't get help with my house from people who, like, were just always spotless, and they'd been like that since they were 4 years old. Like, you know, and so I need help from people who relate to me in these ways. And so I realized by being asked to give this talk is that I need help working the 12 steps, and I've been getting the help and doing the steps without even knowing it. And it's because I happened upon, once upon a time, this journal, which some of you use. Oh, applause for the journal. Yeah. And in here, it walks me through the 12 steps, like, every day. And so it asks me to write down my food plan. And there are steps one, two, and three every day, right? I surrender my food, and then I'm like, all right, this is just what I'm going to eat, and that's steps one, two, and three right there. And I also find it asks me to write down five gratitudes, and the first one says abstinence. That's already written in there for me. And I find that that's a part of step three as well, because I am recognizing that these great things in my life are not because of me. They are because of a higher power. And then it asks me all these really fun questions. So today, or I do this in the morning, I'm too grumpy in the evenings to think about my day. I think, okay, yesterday, was I resentful? Was I selfish? Was I dishonest? Was I fearful? And it's nice, they clarify that. Was I fearful of losing something, of not getting what I want, or of being found out? Was I irritable, restless, or discontent? Was I kind and loving toward all? And there's steps 4, 5, 6, and 7 right there. And like I said, I don't have the steps memorized, so I'm just going to look them up for a minute. All right, so step 4 says to make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves, right? Well, I do that now every day. And literally, it's the 10th step for me. But all right, and then admit it to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact natures of our wrong. I read this to my sponsor every day. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all of these defects of character. That's a tough one. But by writing it down and like admitting to myself and to my sponsor, and then when things show up over and over and over, those defects become pretty glaring, right? Like they're harder to ignore. And then because I don't want to torture my sponsor with the same story every day, I'm more willing to let go of those shortcomings. Don't worry, I still have plenty. But, you know, I'm getting there. And then it says, do I owe an apology? Well, there's steps 8 and 9, right? Because, I mean, well, step 8 made a list of all persons I had harmed, right? So I write that down. And then step 9, make direct amends. Well, I don't want to tell my sponsor that I still owe somebody an apology day after day, right? I better get that done as soon as possible and do that step 9. And then step 11 says, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Now, that's not in the journal. That's something that I've added to the bottom, and I just write in at the bottom, and I write corrective action. And then I sit there, and I think, or meditate, right? And I pray, and something might come to me, which is, you know, given to me by my higher power. And there we go. There's steps 1 through 11 right there every day. And then step 12, carry this message to compulsive overeaters. Well, I do the same thing for other people, right? I listen to them share with me their daily 10th step inventory and go with the steps through them every day. So I finally figured out that I can't figure things out. And I utilize the amazing tools that, like, you know, thousands of years of humanity have provided, because I didn't know that, right? Before I joined this program, I didn't know that society worked together to figure things out, and I wasn't supposed to just try to like sit there and just think really hard to try to figure out every problem, right? Like, there's a community, there's a society, right? And like, there's like 7 billion, oh gosh, 8 billion other people who like can help me through this world. And so I just have learned to surrender to the things that work for people like me. Thank you.